Thank you for joining us for our broadcast today. My name is Ben Bailey.
In Matthew chapter 11, the critics of Jesus said of Him, "He is a wine-bibber and a glutton, a friend of tax collectors and sinners." No doubt they said this of Jesus to ridicule Him, and although they said this in spite, there is a grain of truth in their statement. Jesus truly is a friend to sinners. Does that mean Jesus wants to be a part of their sin? Does that mean Jesus is their companion and their buddy, no matter what kind of sin they live in? Why, of course not. Jesus is a friend of sinners in the sense that Jesus said, no greater love than any man has to lay down his life for his friends. In the sense that Jesus said, you are my friends if you do whatever I command you. John 15, verse 14. Jesus is a friend to sinners because He had their best interest at heart when He came to this world. Well, why is Jesus a friend to sinners? Think about it this way. If Jesus had not been a friend to sinners, He would have been friendless. The Bible teaches that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Romans 3:23. There is none righteous, no, not one. Ecclesiastes 7:29 says there's not a righteous man on the face of the earth who does good and does not sin. All of us have been separated from God because of sin. Isaiah 59, 1 and 2. And the wages of that sin is death. And so why was Jesus a friend of sinners? Because if He hadn't been a friend of sinners, Jesus would have been friendless. All of us have sinned at one time or another and been separated from God. You know, Jesus is a friend of sinners because of His great love for the lost. The Bible says, God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus loves the lost and is their friend in the sense that He desperately wants them to go to heaven and has done everything possible on His part to make that something we can be. I want you to think about the words of Romans 5, verses 6 through 8. The Bible says, scarcely will a righteous man die, yet perhaps for a good man someone might dare to die. But God demonstrates His own love toward us, and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. When man was unlovely, unappealing, at his worst, God sent His Son to die for him. 1 John 3, verse 1 says, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us that we can be called children of God. Think of what Jesus gave up so that He could be our friend, or that we could be His friend. 2 Corinthians 8, and verse 9, the Bible says, you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though He was rich, yet for your sakes He became poor. Now, that's the kind of friend we need in today's day. You know, Jesus is also a friend of sinners because they're the very ones He came to save. He came not to go along with sin, not to become a companion to sinners, not to condone sin. Jesus is a friend of sinners because He came to rid them of the dreaded sin that haunts them. Luke 19:10, the Scripture says, Jesus speaking, that He came to seek and to save that which is lost. Jesus said in Mark chapter 2, when some ridiculed Him again for eating with sinners, Jesus said that those who are well, they have no need of a physician, implied that the great physician, Jesus, came to heal those who were sick with sin. You see, my friends, sin is like unto a dreaded disease, except spiritually. It eats at the soul. 2 Timothy 2, verse 17. Even when we've done all that we can do, what best we can say still is, we're undeserving servants. We've only done that which is our duty to do. And so as we think about Jesus, He is the great physician, and the cure to sin can only be found in Him. Nor is there salvation in any other. For there's no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. But you know, Jesus is also a friend of sinners because He can teach them how to overcome a life of sin. He is the great example of how to live a life free of sin. Hebrews 4, verse 15 says He was tempted in all points as we are, yet without sin. In Matthew chapter 4, the devil gave it his best shot. He tried to tempt Jesus, and every time Jesus overcame the devil by saying, it is written, it is written, it is written. Thus we learn not to love the world or the things that is in the world. All that is in the world, lust of flesh, lust of the eyes, the pride of life, it's of the devil, it's not of the Father, and it's passing away. We learn to have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. Jesus, my friend, gave His life for you. He's the best friend you could ever have. Have you obeyed the gospel? Jesus said, "You're my friends if you do whatever I command you." Have you been a friend to Jesus? Have you obeyed the gospel? Are you sure that you're in a right relationship with Him? If not, you can do so today by obeying the gospel, by hearing the Word of God, by believing in Jesus, by repenting of those things in your life that are not right, and by confessing His name before men, then being immersed in water for the forgiveness of your sins. Won't you be a friend to Jesus today by submitting your will to the will of the King?